you would hearken, listen the voice of your Redeemer. That you'd know that the expectation, the plans that I have for you, saith the Spirit of grace. For I've told you in my word that I would change you from glory to glory, even by that Spirit that I've placed within you. And know this, it is a time of expectation that I place within that Spirit, which is your new nature. And know this, that a time of glory, great glory, is ahead of you, saith the Spirit of grace. A time and a season that you're standing on the threshold. For I'm not bound, as many believe, by times and dates and calendar years. Even when I prophesied in my word concerning seasons that men could identify my coming, it was not because I tied myself in to a particular calendar date, but I saw the hearts of men and the condition of the times and the body of Christ as it is today. Know this, that these things will come to pass, a great outpouring of my Spirit in your day, saith the Spirit of grace. And these things are coming to pass and building momentum in your midst even now. For those who look for them will see them. Others will be caught unaware. But mark these things and study these things and prove me if these things are not true according to my word. Even in times of judgment when I flooded the earth, or in times like when I brought forth my son into the earth, or the outpouring of my Spirit, those that were living in that day, very few expected those things to come to pass. And yet, when the fullness of time came and all authority that I needed for those things to be brought forth, those things were brought forth. And know this, that the cup of authority, mountains and mountains of my grace, have been being pooled by authority in this house. And I am now authorized by my own authority to bring these things forth and allow you a great, great reservoir of my grace and my love and my mercy upon those that you're calling in for this great inheritance, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.